Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Denisha Crosby, the Director of Education at the Roundhouse Theater.
And we're here talking because you have a really cool show coming up. The title alone caught me. It's called TikTok, a Period Piece, and it's running just this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda. Thanks so much for joining us. Why don't you just tell me the basic premise? Like, how did this idea come about?
Absolutely. So TikTok, a Period Piece, was actually commissioned by the Roundhouse Theater from playwright Stephanie Kuo. Roundhouse does a program called the Teen Performance Company, which is a program which is all high school students. We have 20 of them in the program this year from around the DMV. And we commission pieces each year that are specifically meant to have teen characters and speak to a teen artist. So we came up with the idea of TikTok, a Period Piece, a couple of years ago for obvious reasons. Let's face it, we all think about our kids being on TikTok. But this takes a little bit of a different take on it. It imagines that these eight teenagers are actually eight teenagers who are living in a content house, in sort of a hype house kind of place. But they're still dealing with all of the things that teenagers deal with, and sort of what is that world like?
And this house is called a Vibe Villa, is that right?
Vibe Villa is the name of our imaginary house. Uh-huh.
Great. And you said, sorry, so it's eight teenage social media influencers are the characters, right? So is there anything you can tell me about these eight characters? What makes them each, you know, sort of unique, or just some other details about who these eight teenagers are?
Sure, absolutely. I think, you know, the play sort of dives into eight social media influencers who are at different points in their personal interactions with social media. So there's one of them who was a Vine star, who is perhaps having a little bit of trouble gaining traction in this new TikTok world. There are some of them who are young and just sort of breaking through in this world. And a few of them are dealing with things that I think we don't really think about necessarily wanting to lay on our teenagers. One of them is clearly the financial support for her family. And so she's sort of stuck in this place, in this social media world, even though it's not sure that it's a place they really want to be. So again, I think it's an interesting intersection of social media and what we imagine those worlds might be, but also kids who are dealing with real sort of struggles of being a teenager.
Wow, that's such a good point. And unpack that a little more for me. So yeah, like, you know, in the old days, you know, we had this concept of, you know, a child star from a, you know, TV or something. But it's different now because it's these, you know, otherwise, you know, sort of just regular, innocent, unassuming teenagers who, because of this technology in their hands, suddenly become massively famous. And just talk about sort of, you know, the struggle and trying to juggle all of that of both being just a normal kid and, you know, going to high school or middle school or whatever, but also suddenly you're dealing with fame and financial support for your family. I never even thought about that a kid would help contribute to the income or something. But yeah, talk about how that whole concept of like a child star now is a whole new thing now.
It is a whole new thing. And I will say it was a really interesting thing, I think, for our, you know, because of course we're dealing with, as I said, we've got 20 company members from the Montgomery County area and the DMV, really, in fairness. And, you know, them trying to wrap their heads around this world that is very similar but different and sort of find those places where their lives and their understanding of the world sort of intersect with these characters. A brother and sister who are disagreeing about, you know, frankly, how hard they want to work and what their relationship should be like with the woman in their dad's life, who is not even a stepmom. The kid who is facing the pressures of, hey, this is what my parents or my mom needs from me. It's been really interesting, I think, for our young teen artists to try to sort of wrangle with that question of what are the things that are like my world? What are the things that, like, I have a hard time even imagining as a 16-year-old my world being like? And how do you sort of connect those things to create a play? Because that's, you know, a lot of what they've been spending their time doing is trying to figure out how to connect their personal experiences and use those to bring these characters to life.
I love the concept. Now, take me just a little more into like the who's actually performing this. You said it's the Teen Performance Company. Are these so these aren't Roundhouse regulars? These are other younger actors from the area?
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about the Teen Performance Company, because I will say I think it is a really exciting and unique program. So this is actually our 20th anniversary of the Sarah Metzger Memorial Play. So there's a young teen who actually worked with us as an intern who passed away, unfortunately, in January of 1999. And her parents set up this, they had this idea, and they actually started a fund to fund the idea of groups of teenagers doing a show under the auspices of Roundhouse. So with us sort of helping, mentoring, providing the space, et cetera. This is, as I said, our 20th year, and that's grown into the Teen Performance Company, who every year actually performs the Sarah Metzger Memorial Play, which is now a play that we actually commissioned specifically for teens. They're with us all season, so we actually put together the company typically in the summer. They start in the fall with us. They do master classes with our Roundhouse main stage artists. They come see shows. They get special backstage access to those shows. So they spend the fall sort of building a company. And then in the winter, they actually rehearse and perform the play. The play is entirely done by high school students. So there's a high school director, dramaturg, designer, stage manager, and actors. And they're all working with professionals in the field as their mentors. So, like, the sound designer in the show is working with a mentor who has literally been working on the Roundhouse main stage for close to 20 years. So, it's really a sort of cool and unique program for this small group of students who do a really deep dive into what it means to sort of do theater on a pre-professional level.
Now that's really cool opportunity for a bunch of young, not only actors, but theater creators. I mean, that's really, really cool. And then you sort of touched on it a little at the top, but just so I want to make sure that I'm clear about it. So this actual show, TikTok period piece, was this created by one of the teens, or you said you at Roundhouse came up with it a couple years ago, and now you're having a new group come in and do it, or you know what I mean? Like, is this the first time you've done it?
Sure. So it is a world premiere piece. One of the things that Ryan Rillette, our artistic director, and I both felt strongly about is there's just not a lot of great writing for, frankly, teen actors. And too many of the times you end up watching teens on stage who are like trying to play 40-year-olds or grandmothers in, wigs and makeup or that kind of thing. So we committed to commissioning pieces that are specifically written for teen characters. We started doing that about 5 years ago. So we commissioned Stephanie Kuo, the playwright, to create a play for a group of teens. And she came back to us with a couple of ideas, one of them being this sort of hype house, which when we were having the conversation had really just sort of started to break into the public view. I mean, we were having the conversation 2 years ago, right after we were all starting to see the Today Show did the interview with the members of the original hype house and that kind of thing. So that's basically sort of the idea is that we commission plays for teen actors. So they're by professional playwrights, but then the teens actually help workshop the process just like they would if we were doing any other world premiere play. They do an early reading of it. The playwright sits in on that reading. The kids get to ask questions. The playwright often asks questions back of the students. They may do some rewriting. Based upon that, just sort of the play gets tweaked. So it's really kind of cool that on top of getting to do the show with, 20 kids from around the DMV, from like 12 different high schools, they also get to work on a brand new play with a living playwright, which is another experience that's really pretty unique for this age group.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying that. So yeah, so it's a teenage performance company, but the play itself is commissioned for a an actual adult professional, right? Like Stephanie obviously is an adult professional playwright. Okay, cool. So they're writing it for the teenagers. I gotcha. Cool. All right. Well, I guess before we run, just one other final thing. It is theater. So paint me a visual picture of what we see on stage. Is it sort of, bare bones stripped down, and the actors kind of portraying those things, or because of the material with TikTok, do you have any tech elements, or do you try to create like social media screens on stage, or you know what I mean? What do we see?
It's actually it's kind of exciting because this is the first year we've actually had a student projection designer. So we have a student set, props, lighting, sound, and projection designer. So there's a whole design team, just like there would be for a main stage show. And when you look at the stage, you get a sense of the inside of what a content house might be like in a sort of amusing way, in the sense that there's like this very really nice, clearly probably rented furniture in the center of the living room where they do their filming. And then, to be totally honest, the bedrooms you see look a little bit more like you're looking inside a frat house and all of the chaos of what a teen room might really look like. But then, because the name of the play is TikTok, there is absolutely an element of social media that you see. So on top of doing the show itself, the students had to film some things that we then turned into TikToks for the play. You see some of their work as they are filming inside the actual play. You see some of that projected. So there is that whole other level this year. We have had our hands full.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just read off some of the other little stats on the Teen Performance Company. I think it says here that it's included 373 students from 59 local high schools over the years. And in terms of this production, I guess it's eight teenagers, right? Actors in this one.
It's eight actors, but it's a total of 19 teenagers from 12 different schools. So we
Wow.
are from all over the area, which is pretty cool too, I think.
Yeah, could you just rattle off? I mean, you don't have to list them all, but rattle off some of the local schools because I know they'll probably appreciate hearing a shout out on the radio.
Sure, we have several students from Bethesda Chevy Chase High School down the street from Roundhouse. We have students from the Barry School. We have students, we have actually a couple of homeschooled students this year, students from coming from DC, from Churchill, so from really all over the area.
Sounds really, really great. All right, well, this is something that like just kind of I to me it just kind of came out of nowhere and I saw it. I was like, this is great, and it sounds like it's been going on for years and I had no idea. So this is an awesome thing.
Well, great. Thank you.
Great. Again, everyone, it's at Roundhouse Theater Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's called TikTok, a period piece. And I believe it's free for students, right?
It is. Roundhouse has a program called the Free Play Program, which means that actually for any of our shows, including TikTok, teens and college students can attend a show at any time for free at Roundhouse. So that's true for TikTok, but also for all of our other main stage shows. And then tickets are $25 for TikTok for anybody else. And you can get to all of that on our website at roundhousetheater.org.
Yes, roundhousetheater.org. Get your tickets now or register, for your free one if you're a student. And the show starts Friday. So, you better do it soon. TikTok, TikTok. All right. All right. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jason.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, bye.